From the forefront of the chest up to the neck of the universal form of the Lord are situated the planetary systems named Janaloka and Tapaloka, whereas Satyaloka, the topmost planetary system, is situated on the head of the form. The spiritual planets, however, are eternal. Om Agyana Timrandashya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Vancha kalpa tarupyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanabhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasa Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. I forgot that one of the verses, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. So once again, asking for the blessings of the devotees, for forever indebted to all the devotees who brought me into Krishna consciousness, the devotees who nurtured me, the devotees who have taught me about the scriptures, the devotees who pray quietly and silently for others, the devotees who only see the good. The devotees are so merciful that they look after the deities, they serve the deities, they cook, they feed, they clean the toilets. And sometimes I never even have a second thought about all the privileges that one receives when we are in a temple amongst the devotees, for the association of devotees is so rare. So, forever indebted to my spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada and all the parampara, purport now by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Many times in these pages, we have discussed the spiritual planet situated beyond the material sky, and the description is corroborated in this verse. The word Sanatan is significant. This very idea of eternity is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 8, verse 20, where it is said that beyond the material creation is the spiritual sky, where everything is eternal. Sometimes Satyaloka, the planet in which Brahma resides, is also called Brahmaloka. But the Brahmaloka mentioned here is not the same as Satyaloka planetary system. This Brahmaloka is eternal, whereas the Satyaloka planetary systems is not eternal. And to distinguish between the two, the adjective Sanatan has been used in this case. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, this Brahmaloka is the loka or abode of the Brahman or the Supreme Lord. In the spiritual sky, all the planets are as good as the Lord Himself. The Lord is all spirit, and His name, fame, glories, qualities, pastimes, etc. are none different from Him because He is absolute. As such, the planets in the kingdom of God are also none different from Him. In those planets, there is no difference between the body and the soul, nor is there any influence of time as we experience it in the material world. And in addition to there being no influence of time, the spiritual planet is also one with the Lord. And therefore, the Vedic aphorism, Eka Eva Vidityam, is fully realized in the Sanatan atmosphere of spiritual variegatedness. This material world is only a shadow phantasmagoria of the spiritual kingdom of the Lord, and because it is a shadow, it is never eternal. The variegatedness in the material world of duality, spirit and matter, cannot be compared to that of the spiritual world. Because of a poor fund of knowledge, less intelligent persons sometimes mistaken the conditions of the shadow world to be equivalent to those in the spiritual world. And thus they mistake the Lord and his pastimes in the material world to be one with the conditioned souls and their activities. The Lord condemns such less intelligent persons in the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 11, Avajanati mamuda manusham tanam ashritam param bhavam ajananto mambhuta maheshwaram. Whenever the Lord incarnates, he does so in his full internal potency, Atma Maya, and less intelligent persons mistake him to be one with the material creations. Srila Sridhar Swami, therefore, rightly commenting on this verse, says that the Brahmaloka mentioned here is Vaikuntha, the kingdom of God, which is Sanatan or eternal, and is therefore not exactly like the material creations described above. The Virat, universal form of the Lord, is an imagination for the material world. It is nothing to do with the spiritual world or the kingdom of God. So, let me just repeat the verse. From the forefront of the chest up to the neck, the universal form of the Lord are situated the planetary systems named Janaloka, Tapaloka, whereas Satyaloka, the topmost planetary system, is situated on the head of the form of the Lord. The spiritual planets, however, are eternal. So, Srila Prabhupada starts off by giving us some clarity that in this verse where it says Brahmaloka, Sanatan, Srila Prabhupada is saying that it is not the same planet as the other planetary systems, that Brahmaloka here is actually eternal. Srila Prabhupada also explains to us that whereas there's a distinction between the material and the spiritual world. So what are these distinctions? What are the differences between the spiritual and material world? It is said that the material world is called ekapad. It is a quarter of the whole manifestation. And three quarters, or what we say tripad, is made up of the spiritual planets. So actually, for us residing in the material world, we're a small, minute number. We have to also remember that we're here. The material world is almost like a prison house. So the prison house with duality, with illusion, we're forced down. The soul is actually, here it says that the soul is... whilst we know our soul is eternal, due to our envy, we are no longer do we want to stay in the material world, no longer are we entitled, we don't have the huck anymore to be in the material world. So as soon as we come down into the material world, we are forced down by the mind, which is in the mode of goodness. Then we are forced down by the intelligence, which is in the mode of passion, and then the false ego, which is the mode of ignorance. And so the soul is completely entrenched and encased in a false identity. And of course, we experience disease, old age, death, and we're subjugated to time and karma. As Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, that we're not subjugated to time in the spiritual world. The lokas, the three aspects of the planets, the 14 planetary systems, the heavenly planets, the middle planets, and then the hellish planets, they are called the Trilokas. And it's defined by a trishul. A trishul is like a fork. And you can often see Maya Devi holding a trishul fork, because that fork is meant to keep us down in the material world until we learn the truth of who we are and ultimately overcome our envy towards the Lord, which is why we're here. And this envy towards the Lord is manifested with our inability to connect with the Lord, our inability to connect with others, our inability to be humble, our inability to be tolerant. We are never free from anxieties. So the other thing that Srila Prabhupada says, which is almost like a punch really, is that this material world, or the Virat form of the Lord, is imagination. So Srila Prabhupada absolutely annihilates any misunderstanding that we may have that the Virat form of the Lord is a person himself. It's a description of trying to understand for us that the Lord is never separate from his energies. Everything manifests from the Lord. But their actual form is an imagination. Now, the material world isn't an imagination. And those impersonalists or Mayavadis who think that everything is unreal in this world and it's not... it's all in imagination. That's not what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Srila Prabhupada is saying the Virat form is an imagination, and that the different parts of the Virat form, firstly, the Virat form has nothing to do with the spiritual world, and that the different forms of the aspects of the Virat form are actually production fields, they're energetic fields. So Srila Prabhupada says that a sane person must know for certain that no matter how powerful he is, he's neither absolute or independent. So why does Srila Prabhupada say that? Again, you know, the soul is entrenched. As soon as we come into the material world, the soul, again, is entrenched by the mind, and the mind is in the mode of goodness. Then the intelligence and the false ego, and each are 10 times bigger than the other. So when we come to the false ego, trying to overcome the false ego, it's almost an impossible task unless we are deeply, deeply, deeply humble. So something we can discuss a little bit later is about how to develop humility, and it's something definitely that I'm working on. So whilst the different forms, aspects of the Lord represent different planets, there are hidden aspects of the Lord in the Virat form, and that is the evacuating outlet. Or we would say the genital area, which is the hidden aspect of the material world, where envy, misfortune, death, hell, all of these aspects reside. So if the Virat form, as Srila Prabhupada says, is an energetic field, and life is samsara, we're moving up and down or around, but we're stuck. So often there's a misunderstanding that if we move to the heavenly planets, everything will be all right. Well, the heavenly planets are there, but they're still part of the material world. So when we think of Lord Brahma, we think of Lord Indra, the demigods, the saintly persons, they are still residing in the material world. Except the higher we go, their consciousness is more evolved. So when we look at the makeup of Jambudvip, there are devotees in the spiritual planets, but also there are devotees in the material planets praying to the Lord, because the Lord descends in different forms as Hayagriva or Matsya or as Lord Nrsingadev. So what is the difference between the spiritual world and Vaikuntha and the material world? So I thought I would just share a little bit about what is the difference in the material world. The material world, we're shackled within even our body, that the soul is so contained that it almost has entrenched into a false identity. Birth, death, old age, disease, death is present in the material world, whereas the spiritual world, it's three quarters of the manifestation, so it's a huge, huge aspect, and we're just a minority of the what we call criminals in the material world trying to lord over material nature and our senses. So birth, old age, disease, and death are absent in the spiritual world. And in the material world, people are like Grihamedis, they're so absorbed in sense enjoyment and bound by the modes of modes and false ego. So when the Lord is creating false ego and goodness, create the demigods, the different directions, and the mind, the false ego. And with the mode of passion, we have the intelligence and the sense organs, and then false ego with ignorance are the elements, earth, air, fire, water, ether. So where false ego, in everything that we function, there is an element of false ego within us, but also the materials are made with the combination of false ego. Our feeling, our thinking, our willing will be always perverted. So, and of course we are so indebted to not just the people who give us birth or the people who we're indebted to who put us on a spiritual path, but we're also indebted to the demigods because at the time of death, we have to give over the various senses and sense objects back to the demigods. In the material world, most people are not inclined to the Lord, whereas in the spiritual world, everyone is inclined. The nature of the soul is in the material world, we want to lord over everything. This false illusion of I, me, and mine. I think I shared with you in the last class how, as a young child, I thought I was very entitled to everything. But that's because you think, well, a child is innocent. But actually, we've had so many lifetimes, and when the body dies, the soul carries on with the mind, the intelligence, the karma, all of that. So even as a young child, you start manifesting your desires and all the conditioning that you've had for many, many lifetimes. In the spiritual world, there's no fear, but in the material world, fear is always there. There's always forgetfulness, avidya, whereas in the spiritual world, there is no anxiety. There is no forgetfulness. And as I said, in the material world, if we really see ourselves as criminals in a jailhouse, not to the point of I'm depressed, I'm terrible, I'm a horrible person, but if we see it in a as a process of regret that I'm here and I'm here to learn something. And of course the false ego, even if we're following the path of Narada Muni as devotees, wanting to alleviate the suffering of others, glorify the Lord, his form, his pastimes, and be enlivened, within even that joy, sometimes envy can come in, and the false identity that, look at how great I am. So, knowing the difference, and Srila Prabhupada wants us to, he's clarifying here to us two main points, that the Brahmaloka here in this verse is not of a spiritual world, and he's also alluding us to actually reading the transliteration, that this is the spiritual world that he's talking about. And I think tomorrow's verse will cover all aspects of the form of the Lord. But the other aspect, as I can reinforce to you, is that the Virat form is imagination. So how do we overcome our false ego? How do we overcome the modes of our desires? And I thought I'd share with you one of the prayers from the residents of Jambudweep. Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Nrisimhadev, and it is said that if we want to overcome our anarthas, our false ego, then we invite Lord Nrisimhadev within our heart. So I invite you to invite Lord Nrisimhadev within your heart. Om Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya Namaste Jastejas Aviravibhava Vrajana Kravajitam Sraya Kamasayan Randaranda Tamograshikasha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuishta Om Shram. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demonic desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our heart and drive away the ignorance so that by your mercy we can become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. In this purport, by the way, this came from Canto 5, Chapter 18, Verse 8, Srila Prabhupada says, devotees always engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord can very easily overcome the hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because non-devotees cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, although that they try, they're not able to do so. Therefore, they're advised to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Krishna Vasudevaya Hare Paramatmane Pranata Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, you know, by worshipping Krishna as Vasudev, then he's in everyone's heart. And therefore, then we can see the Lord present in everything. I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the hidden aspects of the organs of the Lord. You know, why are they hidden? And why are they the inauspicious aspects? So this is about personal self-reflection. Where do I feel that I fit in right now in the material world? Where do I think my destination is headed? So if we look at that aspect where it's an activity of inauspiciousness, whilst the Vaikuntha planets are never annihilated, the material planets are annihilated, and we go into a deep sleep, and then at the beginning of creation we come back. And we know that because Lord Brahma, when he's creating his sons like the four Kumaras, Narada Muni, Manu, he's created them, but alongside them are also the demons of irreligion, falsity, irreligion, falsity, lust, anger, greed, cunning, bluffing, cheating, hypocrisy, quarrel, harsh speech, fear. And I think I've covered most of them. So often we can see those issues in other people. You know, we know when someone's been bluffing at us, or someone's been a bit cunning, or someone's lied to us. But actually, when we see that, we should be able to reflect that actually whatever somebody's reflecting, not to take that too personally, but to see within our own hearts where and how these inauspicious activities are taking place within our own heart. So unless we overcome all those demons, because there are demons, they become a form within us, that no matter how hard we try, we're chanting, we're following the four regulative principles, we're giving service, but the anger jumps in, or the lusty feelings jump in. You know, you can't just help but being cunning or capricious. Therefore, it's one of those things that, you know, we shouldn't feel so deluded that we don't need to work on ourselves. Srila Prabhupada has given us the process, following the four regulative principles, chanting, giving service, following morning program routine. But at the same time, we have to work on our anarthas. So how do we overcome false ego with deep humility? And how do we acquire deep humility? Sometimes we can acquire humility by, you know, falsely saying, oh, Hari Bol, you know, we can do it capriciously. But actually we can realize how humble we are when we are triggered by things, even if we disguise it. If we're triggered by something, then we know that there is something to work on. So recognizing the demons within our own heart, and somebody says to us, well, you're a liar, or you're a cheat, or you're lusty, or you're dishonest, you're cunning, you're all of these things, then we should be able to get to a point where we say, yes, I am that. I am that, I am that, I am that, I am that, because I see all of those things within my heart. Then we can develop deep, deep humility, because there is nothing that is going to surprise us. So Srila Prabhupada says that if we worship Lord Nrisimhadev and invite him within our heart, then he can help us vanquish the demons within our heart. Shri Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Gaur Nitai, Srila Prabhupada. So, and how do we develop this humility, this deep humility? By, we've said, noticing our anarthas, worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev, associating with the devotees. And of course, associating with the devotees is wonderful, because we shouldn't be surprised. We all have collective karma, so we will be triggering each other at the same time. But isn't it wonderful that in the association of devotees, we can learn so much about ourselves? We can read. Srila Prabhupada says that if you really want to know me, read my books. Give service. Notice all the conflict and contradictions that are coming up in your life. Knowing that when we can really overcome the false ego and our false humility, that we will be able to really deeply connect with the Lord. Srila Prabhupada tells us that whilst the Virat form is an imagination, the Lord who is worshipped in the authorized form as a representative of the deity form, but also in the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says that, foolish mudas, they misunderstand the Lord as an ordinary person, is not an ordinary person. And an ordinary person couldn't create the whole cosmic manifestation. An ordinary person couldn't create multiple universes, so many spiritual planets, including Goloka. So what's the difference between all the spiritual planets, the Vaikuntha planets, and also Goloka Vrindavan? The difference is the bliss and the personal loving service that the devotees experience and give express their love and their service to Lord Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada uses the word aja gala stana. He says that in this material world we're trying to milk the nipples on the neck of a goat, but really the source of milk is somewhere else. And unless we find the source of the milk, we won't flourish. So if the Virat form of the Lord is an imagination, and in that we experience adiatmic, adidevic, adibhautik kleshas, then what is it that lifts us out from this Virat form, this material world that we're entrenched in, by actually glorifying the Lord, his form, his pastimes, his paraphernalia? Because the Lord's body, his form, his pastimes, everything contains the bliss that we are seeking, except we're seeking the right thing in the wrong place. So I'm going to stop here. And we've got 10 minutes before the class ends. So it would be really nice if we could sing the Nrisinga prayers and invite Lord Nrisingadev within our heart and ask him to rid of the irreligion, the falsity, the cunning, the cheating, the lying, the lust, the anger, the greed, the envy, the harsh speech, the hypocrisy, the quarreling, fear within our heart. So please, could somebody get... thank you, Govinda Prabhu. And of course, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to always think of Lord Nrisingadev, to protect us, but to also protect us from ourselves. Because the only thing that's going to trip us up is ourselves. So thank you. Anyone got a... Oh, we've got the... Thank you. Thank you for that, dear devotees. So by just chanting and remembering Lord Nrisingadev, there is so much hope and there is so much good to expect in life. And somehow or another, by taking shelter of Lord Nrisingadev, he can remove all the inauspicious things within our heart. And finally, just to conclude, Srila Prabhupada says in this verse that the Virat Purush is imagination, it's fields of energy, and that the Brahmaloka cited in this verse is the spiritual world. So it's 25 past. Does anyone have any questions? Or any comments or reflections? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for class, by the way. Can we just say then the Viratrupa, which is shown to Arjuna, is just kind of hallucination? Doesn't exist. It's not real. It's like sort of like LSD trip or something.
Yeah.
That Arjuna was affected only because he he believed in it. But Duryodhana, for example, when he shown similar form, he was not affected because he didn't believe. So in that sense, if devotees want to see, Krishna can kind of display this kind of hallucination, but actually there's no base of it. In that sense,
yeah.
What Arjuna saw is just kind of hallucination.
From my understanding of what Srila Prabhupada says is that the actual Purush is an imagination, but what goes on in those energy fields is not an imagination.
Yeah.
So what Arjuna saw wasn't imagination. He saw all aspects of the Lord, and that wasn't imagination. Neither is our existence imagination.
Yeah, well, it means all things exist, which is so, but this kind of, you can say, like painting picture, like kind of symbolic in one sense. Of course, everything exists, all what is so, all energies, but this kind of form is kind of fabrication.
Yeah. I mean, my understanding is that we see the form of the Lord and the Lord's hair, the description of the Lord's feet, the Lord's body. That has so many other descriptions as well. I think the takeaway that we can have from that is that the Lord is an imagination, but and everything material and spiritual emanates from the Lord. And the wise who see the Lord in everything have the right vision. So the devotees always have the right vision, that they see the Lord present in everything.
If you have all ingredients of tons of stuff and you give to kid, any create some form out of it. All things are real ingredients, but form he makes is according to his imagination. I mean, I just try to connect with it.
Yeah.
It's real, but it's not real.
Well, there's also the illusion, isn't it? We're always praying for the Lord to remove the illusion. And, of course, our illusion is based on fear, anxiety, all of those things. So I don't know if anyone else has anything they can add. Would anybody like to add anything? Yes?
Please forgive me, but I'm very new to this. But isn't the idea that we ourselves are trapped in that illusion? So even in the physical form in this body, the minute we start thinking we are the body, we have started living in that illusion. The minute we realize that we are the soul, that illusion changes because we see our perspective or our paradigm shifts, and therefore we're therefore better connected in seeing the visions or the versions of Krishna. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, when the soul is entrenched in a false identity of the false ego, the senses, the mind, the intelligence, as Prabhupada says, it all becomes perverted. So thank you for that. It's 8:30, so unless anyone has any questions, we'll stop on time. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.